A little more than 24 hours, the gathering for Mikra Megillah. And one of the unique things about the Megillah is it's one of the only Svarim that talks about itself. One of the only Svarim that spends time describing its own writing and telling us, almost like in a self-conscious way, as a self-aware way, here's what I am. Towards the end of the ninth parak, most of the Megillah is narrative telling the story of the Nei Sipur. Towards the end of the ninth parak, the Megillah switches to talking halacha. To talking about the Yom Tov, the mitzvahs of Purim, and at the very end of the ninth parak, to talking about the writing of the Megillah and its status within the Kisvei HaKodesh. And the Gemara points out that there are a number of different terms that the Megillah uses to describe itself. In one place, in the second parak, Masechet Megillah parak in Daf Yutes, the Gemara points out that the Megillah seems to give an in-between description. It calls itself a sefer, a formal sefer. At the same time, it calls itself an igeres. Igeres ha-purim hazos. It's a letter. And the Gemara says, as a result, in terms of the halachas that determine how you construct a Megillah, similar to the way you construct a Sefer Torah, in terms of stitching, maybe also in terms of the parchment, sort of in between. We treat it a little bit like a Sefer, but not fully. It needs to be sewn together, the piece of parchment, sort of like a Sefer Torah, but not quite to the same standard, because after all, Nikra is Sefer, but Nikra is Igeres. It's a Sefer, but it's also an Igeres. Half and half. What's striking, Tosis points out, is that three blot earlier, in Daf Tazayin, at the end of the first parak, the Gemara points to a third self-description that the Megillah has. That description also, according to Rashi and the Rambam, is also talking about the Megillah being like a Sefer Torah. Divrei Shalom V'Emes. Words of peace and truth. Megillah doesn't mean to tell me, well, what I'm saying here is true. We all know if someone insists honestly on telling the truth, that usually doesn't give us a lot of confidence. That's actually true. And Megillah doesn't need to tell us, by the way, what's said here is true. So the Gemara says, no. We're equating, the Megillah is equating itself to a different, true work, which according to Rashi and the Rambam, is the same for Torah. In that context, there's no half and half. There's no counterbalance. It's fully Divrei Shalom V'Emes. So how are we supposed to understand this? On the one hand, on the other hand, it's sort of half a sefer, not fully a sefer. It's sort of a formal document, but sort of a letter on the one hand. On the other hand, absolutely, Divrei Shalom V'Emes. Tremendous amount to say about the sugya. Over the next 2-3 minutes, I want to share with you a nugget that's based on the approach of Rashi, the Rambam, and the Bris Rav. And it is the following. When we talk about the Megillah as a physical document, what type of parchment you use, what type of ink you use, what you use to stitch it together, to bind it together. We're talking about how you construct a physical Megillas Esther, sort of half and half. It's not fully like a Sefer Torah. The physical document is half and half. Something that we notice, that the Torah doesn't comment on, is when we look at a Megillah, there's something else about it that looks half like a Sefer Torah and half not. Right? Same type of parchment, same look, but no Atzei Chaim. It's all rolled on one side. So looking at the physical document, it's sort of a Sefer Torah, sort of not, almost like a Vein HaShmashos, like a half and half. But that's in terms of the physical document. Sefer, but also Igeres, sort of in between. One foot in and one foot out of being a Sefer. But in terms of the content, the quality of the text, the language of the Megillah, it is fully Divrei Shalom V'Emes, with no qualifications, no ifs, buts, absolutely. Divrei Shalom V'Emes. Yerushalmi says, based on that pasuk, that just as we darshan the language of the Chumash, that we assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that he left added layers of meaning, nuggets embedded in the language of Chumash for the Chachmei Yisrael to mine and discover using the tools of drashas. So too the Megillah is Nikolahi Daresh. The quality of the text, not the physical document, but the quality of the content, the Torah content, is absolutely, fully, Divrei Shalom V'Emes. What this means, what this captures, I think, is the following. Is it a sefer? Is it, in other words, Torah Shebichsav? Sort of half and half. you look at the Megillah, it's not, it's almost somewhere in between, you know, Sefer Torah and the Gemara. It's not really a Sefer, sort of a Sefer. We noticed the lack of Atzei Chaim. If we were looking more carefully, we noticed the way it's stitched. The physical document is half and half. The Torah content, absolutely, fully Torah. What that captures is the moment of the Megillah. The Megillah comes at the end of Galus Bavel. The Jews are soon going to be returning to Eretz Yisrael to build the second base on Mikdash, already perhaps in the process of returning. And a new era is beginning, but an era, an older chapter is ending. The era of Nevuah, the 1,000 years of Jewish Nevuah from Moshe to Malachi, are about to close. As the Seder Olam, a history written by one of the Tanoim, tells us, Mishenesu Chag Zechar Malachi, the very beginning of the Bayis Sheni, just a few years after the story of Purim, the last three Nevi'im passed away, but when Nevuah, the end of Nevuah, Mikan Ve'elach Hat Az Nechal Shmod Dibre Chachamim. From this point on, we're going to focus even more on the Torah Shavah Peh. Kalal Yisrael always had Torah Shavah Chsav and Torah Shavah Peh. But for the first 1,000 years of Jewish history, up until shortly after the story of Purim, our main creative energy was in writing works of the Torah Shavah Chsav. Our main creative, because our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was open, obvious, Nevi'im would come, clap on the bima, and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me, and here's what he told me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so much more apparent. Our main focus was on the Torah Shavah Chsav, that which comes through Nevuah. But very soon, that's going to end. We're going to continue to learn Torah Shavah Chsav, but the primary creative energy of Kol Yisrael will be instead discovering, developing the Torah Shavah Peh. That way of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is not direct revelation, not that he comes knocking and says, I'm here and I have a message for you, but where we put in more energy into sinking in to the Chumash, to the Shnayis, to the Gemara, and trying to figure out what it means and what it's telling us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to speak to us, but in less obvious ways. And it's true not only in the Torah that we learn, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us through the Torah, but it's true in terms of how we notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. Those first 1,000 years, Nisim were a commonplace part of Jewish reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was more evident. From Purim and on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be just as much a part of our lives. But he's not going to be as obvious. And that's what captured when you look at a Megillah. You see something that's fully Torah. But in terms of being a Sefer, Torah Shebichsav, Nevuah, one foot in and one foot out. And that captures the fact, the lesson of Purim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to become less obvious, but no less caring. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as involved in our lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares as much. He's overseeing us just as much. He continues to manage our life. He continues to be the senior partners in the story of each of our lives. But he's not as obvious. And Purim comes to show us that the story of the Nisan, the start, and even the physical document of the Megillah reminds us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is becoming less obvious, but no less involved. I'm fairly important.